Let's do this.
I'm Chick McGee, and we are off the air. Welcome back to the Weekly Escape. Or is it bi-weekly now?
Every 5 or 6 days.
Or am I bisexual? I forget. The co-host is here. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
Mr. Jason of Beverly Hills, our producer. Hi.
I will never live in Beverly Hills.
This music you're enjoying is a Nigel and the Nightcats. It's called... I didn't know that was you.
Seemed to go on a little long.
That's crazy. Yeah, it did seem to...
Yeah, that's because...
How is everybody? We all right?
Oh,
good.
Let's first start by saying we've done a bunch of podcasts, and our last podcast was... podcast number 32, if you're keeping score at home, was something else for us, for those of us in the room, and for you listening. We've never gotten that kind of response about any of the podcasts we've ever done. No smart Alex stepped up and put in their 2 cents.
Not yet.
I think they realized, yeah, they will now probably. Mm-hmm. I think they realized the realness and sincerity of the episode and something that Jess and I had to talk about. And sadly, our relationship has dissolved to the place where we need to talk during this podcast. And not,
that's not true.
And not really off the air. So
we talk all the time.
So that was just a little joke. So,
Chick, do you think Jess thinks that she is sort of like...
Ooh, I like this. Can we talk about her like she's not here? Yeah.
Like she's a-hole bait, you know, assholes out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she
says stuff and they're like, I'll get her.
No, not only does she does that with what she says... She does that with her appearance. I refer you to her Twitter picture. Mm-hmm. She took a goofy Twitter picture purposely.
She usually does, yeah.
So people won't go. Why'd you try to style your hair like that?
I told my brother the other day, we were talking about, we did an interview recently for a local paper, and my brother said, "What'd you do?" And I said, I acted goofy. I figure people won't judge me if I'm goofy.
She's constantly in fear of that.
I don't want to be judged.
See, I could care less.
Oh, I care. You know what? But I say that because I just want to be one step ahead of them. Like I thought, okay, take the goofy route, and they're going to be like, well, she's just acting like a goof.
There's nothing that hurts like surprise criticism.
Right.
Like when you weren't.
Yeah, when you're not expecting it.
I wasn't.
Exactly.
If
somebody says something shitty to me on Twitter, I can handle it. I made the mistake of reading the comments in the reviews on our podcast the other day.
Oh, yeah. She texted me Saturday.
I was in the bathtub and I was like, I'm just going to read the motherfucker.
Yeah,
there was two.
It's two out of
a
few hundred.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. But it was like.
Not everybody in the world is.
No, I don't expect everybody to like me, but if I don't like somebody, the last thing I'm going to do is let them know.
Wait a minute. Hold it.
Well, I mean.
Really? Wow. This is awkward.
No, that's not what I mean. Yeah. You know, I'm not a fan of, you know, XYZ comedy. Am I going to email him and say, I don't like your comedy, I think you're stupid, you do too many dick jokes?
Right.
No, I don't
do
care.
Right. No. You don't care.
And I don't want to hurt their feelings. I'm sure they're nice people somewhere, you know, at some point in their life, but it just does not make sense to me.
I don't like it. I don't care for it.
I know.
For criticism?
Yeah. And you'd think, people tell me all the time, what do you care? You're Chick McGee. And I'm like, you have no idea how little that means to me because you wouldn't state it to me. We covered that on the last episode.
Right.
So
And what did we learn on that? Your opinion is completely invalid.
My opinion of me doesn't matter.
You know what else doesn't matter is what's none of my business. I learned this about 6 months ago.
Yep.
What your opinion of me is none of my business.
It's none of my business.
It's none of my business.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I think of when I think of
that. I have a problem with that. I really struggle.
What other people's opinion is of you.
Especially people that I care about. If all of a sudden they'll go, well, you know why he's that way. And especially if it's the truth. Oh, that's devastating.
That is true.
You know why he's that way? Because he expects too much. What are we eating this episode?
Well, we just lost some people.
I don't think we... did we eat last episode?
Well,
I don't think we ate
I Grippos.
Episode. Oh, that's right. You had barbecue Grippos.
I had barbecue Grippos.
But that wasn't with
episode
Dr. Will,
Episode 32?
Was it?
No. I don't remember. Confused.
Oh, also, we need this. We need to talk right now about the live podcast that will take place in Indianapolis Tuesday night. Am I not supposed to talk about this?
Why I thought we were going to.
There's a lead-in for you over there. The second email, you remember?
Remember when he said, hey, then this at the bottom. Are you looking at that page one?
Yeah, but I didn't know. Is that what we're supposed to do? That was like a rehearsal when you told it?
Well, sort of. I mean, let's be smooth. I mean, you can...
live podcast Tuesday night, Latitude 39.
Okay.
7 o'clock.
Okay, now read the emails.
Well, it's not even the first one, though.
It's not?
No. Okay, well, then they get to, well, we'll talk about it now, and we'll talk about it 2 emails from now.
Chick, Jess, and producer. I want to say Jerry or Jeremy. Maybe it's Jason. Pretty sure it starts with a J. Forgive me, I've been enjoying a day off, a.k.a. drinking. I've listened to each and every podcast since day one. Last night, I listened to the Pat Godwin episode twice, or as my mother would have said, twice. Which I know sounds weird, but it kept me awake and wanting to hear more. Chick, you, Jess, and that producer fellow... I really can't remember his name. I'm horrible at names. Make the guests feel comfortable. They seem to treat the show almost like a therapy session.
Funny.
Where they can comfortably talk about themselves, their career, and tell great behind-the-scenes stories, all while keeping the listener entertained and laughing. I look forward to the podcast. I enjoy the honesty, the stories, and wish you all the best. Jess, put anything you want in your mouth. I'll back him up on that. I don't care if you eat or don't eat. Just keep being you. Chick, you have found your calling. You are a great entertainer. You do what you do better than anyone, whatever that is. You make the guests feel comfortable and keep the listener entertained. Thank you. Jason, hope that's right. When you produce the podcast, the name can be more than a number. Not a criticism, just a suggestion.
Well, I've been thinking about
this. Oh, instead of numbering the podcast, we name
them. Well, no. We'll number them. But I think I didn't do this.
iTunes cuts them off or something.
Off the air because we were, I'm not a marketer, but you got to brand what we're doing, right?
Right.
Well, I think a lot of people know what it is by now. And I have had no hand in this, but you two and the listeners have sort of been doing the OTA thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
we have
OTA.
Been doing OTA.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a trend now in our country. Everything's initials,
right? So I think I'm going to change. I'm starting with this one. I'm going to just call them OTA and then the number 033, whatever, and then I can put the number. I can name them. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. This sounds like adult talk.
I just need
being
votes.
the leader.
Yeah,
I'd rather have you take care of that.
I just checked out for the last 2 minutes. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Dear Chick, Jess, and Jason, wow. That's all I can say after listening to the Pat Godwin episode. As a longtime listener of the Bob and Tom Show, I'd always wondered what happened to such a talented performer as Pat. The backstory of his struggle was moving and intense. You asked all the questions I would have asked, and you did it in a caring, non-judgmental way.
Good work.
Did I?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you did too. I judged him a little bit.
You did?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
You've had some great shows with some great guests, and you've had funnier podcasts, but none more moving or interesting in this humble listener's opinion than your conversation with Pat. And I hope you take that as it was intended, a supreme compliment. I do. Thank you, Dave. I've already purchased 2 tickets to the live podcast.
Yay.
Oh, here's the lead-in. Here's the lead-in.
There's
the lead-in.
We got to it.
Although I'm still trying to get off work so I can come. Keep up the good work. The important part is you spent money. And that's the important part.
Nice.
You're definitely setting yourselves apart from the podcast pack. I hope so. I listened to some this weekend and it was not. That's from David in Terre Haute. Thank you, David.
So David lives in Terre Haute.
And he's coming
driving
down.
He was going to drive
over
up here
to Indy. Mm-hmm. That's an hour, 15, 20.
Is that east?
Oh, no, that's west.
West.
Yeah, west, southwest.
Terre Haute, almost Illinois.
Oh.
I think that's on their city flag.
Okay.
So this is where we talk about the live podcast, Chip.
The live podcast.
We're
is
doing
going
our
to
very
take,
first live podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, very first.
And it's Tuesday night, 7 o'clock, February 26th at Latitude 39. How do
it
you
is.
Get your tickets?
North
side of Indianapolis. If you're familiar with Indianapolis, it's sort of at the intersection of 82nd and Dean Road.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really familiar with Indianapolis, it's where the AMC theaters used to be.
Mm-hmm. It's behind Nordstrom Rack and the Container Store and Jason's Deli, not affiliated with Jason.
Me.
You don't get any money off
that? Nothing.
Son of a...
It's a good place, though.
I've never been there.
But yes, we're doing... And here, no pressure, Indy.
No pressure.
But if we're going to do any more of these for other cities, Indy
or
needs
for
to...
You.
Or for you. We need you to come out and support so that...
Hang on. Are we threatening people?
Yes, we're threatening.
This okay. is.
Politely.
Right. Fair enough.
Politely.
I'd say more of an ultimatum.
Come on out.
It's, come to this show or you don't get any more.
It's $15 and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of special stuff planned. A lot of. Have you sent
it's
a,
just the three of us.
Have you
so
sent,
you get the three of us in our most intimate.
Intimate. Brown chicka brown bow.
Not that way. There will be no live nudity.
Have you sent
well,
any pictures?
Not. Depends on
have
how
have you
much.
Sent any pictures to Mr. Jason so
I
you can get ready
before.
For the.
No, I haven't. I haven't sent him one picture.
How many have you sent me, Chick?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I have none. None either. So I'm working on it, though. I want to do it.
But we want to do some.
I want to do the right thing.
Some audience participation. Yes.
Yeah, definitely audience participation.
Oh, no, we're going to have.
We got a game plan.
Tons of audience and participation. We're going to play a game. There's going to be special one night only.
I vote Monopoly. No.
Cut that out. There's going to be special one night only t-shirts available to commemorate mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. evening.
Very limited.
The very first live podcast mm-hmm. t-shirt ever.
Yep. So it's,
and
it's
you guys know what? This place, we went and had lunch there the other day, and they have good food. So come and have dinner,
mm-hmm.
and then come to the show.
Get liquored up.
Don't.
And then afterwards.
And then afterwards.
Bowl.
Yeah, they have a bowling
it's
alley.
It's a very nice place.
We can go
it's
bowling.
It's so cool. It
it's
is very
be great.
Cool. It's very cool.
Bowling.
Yeah. Some of my family will be there.
Bowling's nuts.
It's just exciting. That's nuts.
Some of your family's going to be there?
Uh-huh.
Like who?
Like. Oh,
how many people?
Roughly. 10? My little sister and my brother-in-law will be there.
Which little sister do I sort of know?
Jordan.
Is she going to be there?
She's going to be there.
Okay. And is she going to bring me eggs? Because she's about 4 years overdue.
She does. They don't even
no,
live
that
in
was,
the house.
That was Jenny. Well, no, Jordan lived there. Yeah, that was Jenny, I thought.
Was it Jenny? Oh, it was Jenny that did that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jenny's my other little sister, but she's not old enough to get in.
DC's going to be there?
Yeah, his last name starts with a K, but that was a good try.
K.
Yeah.
Here we go.
What's his first name?
Hold on, let me turn the mics off.
Dylan?
Oh, sorry, I didn't turn it off.
Oh,
well,
it's
that's
okay.
not your brother-in-law. Well, sort of, but.
Okay, I think they pretty much are going to get married. Well, I've made the decision.
Back to the live podcast.
Yeah,
podcast.
That's just a couple of my family. Some aunts, another cousin. You know,
how is it going to be different than you hosting a show, Chick?
Huh?
You know, when you host these Bob and Tom comedy tour shows, you'll come out for, you know,
I'll come out for a little bit and instead of saying, ladies and gentlemen, Greg Warren, I'll say,
that's not the plan.
Is that not the plan? We're all going to go out together. Is what
no,
I
we're
thought.
Not. Jason's going to introduce
maybe,
me.
Maybe. Yeah.
And then, and then Jason's going to introduce you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the plan was.
Is that the plan?
I hope there's some fog fog machines.
Oh, I
some
like
lights.
Fog machine.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Awesome. Can you wear those leopard shoes? Are you going to wear the leopard shoes?
I don't know. I was going to get a new pair of shoes. I want to wear tall shoes.
Oh. You're going to get a new pair of shoes? Really?
Thinking about it.
Really?
So that way you're...
Really?
Yeah.
You'll increase the chance of you falling over. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, a little bit tall. Like, not... I mean, like... Like, there's drunk shoes, and those are flats or flip-flops. And then you've got, like, a couple of drink shoes, which are, like, no taller than 2 inches. And then you've got, I'm going to be sober and try to be polite and professional, and those are, like, above 3 inches.
Okay.
I'm going to probably be somewhere the 2-inch mark.
Okay. Somewhere in the two. Okay.
I'm probably wearing the shoes I'm going to wear.
Right now?
Right now.
Right now.
I can wear jeans, right?
Yeah,
because that's all
jeans.
I've got.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can wear jeans. Okay. I'm thinking about wearing sweatpants and heels.
Oh dear God!
A nice sport coat, though, right? You got a nice
sport
coat.
Sport coat.
He doesn't sport wear sports.
I do have one. I have a couple suits.
Do you really?
Yeah, I still have the suits that I got when I got out of college.
Like for interviews?
For like interviews, and they both still pretty much fit me.
I would assume.
I bet they do.
So,
I think one of them had to be let out somewhere back in there, but yeah. That was only about 18 years ago.
Wow.
Hasn't gained a pound.
My dad brought over 8 boxes of clothes from when my brother and I were kids through high school.
Mm.
He has every one of my brother's baseball jerseys, one of my brother's football jerseys.
That's cool. He brought them over?
Yeah, he has every one of my dance jackets, my cheerleading uniforms, all
those
stuff.
Wear one of those.
I don't think so.
No, don't worry.
I put on my cheer jacket the other day and it still fit.
Could you do a cheer today?
No.
You could not just because you don't want to or you just don't remember?
She can do a herky or a double herky.
What's a herky?
That's where you throw both legs up like in
to one side or the other.
Yeah, to one side or the other.
Like a scissor kick? A straight up scissor kick?
No.
No.
Okay.
It's like... this.
Uh-huh. Oh. Gotcha.
I'll do that live Tuesday night. If you'd like to see it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't want to do it.
Okay. Shit. I'm just saying for here. I'm not saying for the live podcast, but yes, I'm asking about the live podcast.
Yeah.
Okay. So we got plenty of, we don't know, a lot of it's going to be interaction, so we don't know what's going to happen completely.
Right.
But
we want to involve the listeners.
That's the mystery of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the wonderfulness of us.
We don't really plan a whole lot.
Are we going to stream? Is that the
it's
idea?
Very possible. The
so people who aren't there, they can hear it.
Yeah, the wonderful guys at Latitude 39 they have three fixed cameras in there. One of those is actually, there's one in here in the Bob and Tom studio.
Mm-hmm.
And they have three of these that you don't even notice they're there. Mm-hmm. And they're going to try to, they'll have someone switching live. And so look for, also, obviously there's plenty of you out there that do not live in Indy. But we hope to have a link that I'm sure Chick will probably tweet out.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, and we'll send that out, and it could very well be streamed live, so you can watch it live.
Streaming video, not just audio.
But we're kind of a guinea pig for them, so hopefully it works. It's their first try at this, so yes, very excited.
It's going to be a fun time. Uh-huh. So come on out, hopefully. Going to be fun.
Do you have another email?
Thumbs down, fart noise. I used it in class this week. Kids laughed. Thanks.
Oh, good.
Love the show. I especially like hearing Chick speak with fewer interruptions than normal. That's from yours. Eric in Michigan. Hoy hoy, Chick, Jess, and Jason.
Hoy hoy.
Hoy hoy. Yeah. Nor am I not a black guy or a lesbian or just another fucking white guy who loves your podcast. I always look forward to Jess's tweets informing me of another episode. I have a farm in East Central Indiana, and the chickens and I enjoy nothing more.
Butt Creek Farm.
Than sitting, it doesn't say that.
No.
Sitting in the barn, listening to you guys go back and forth. We'd love to host a live webcast up here in Finca Con Dos Gatos.
I don't even know what that
means. I don't know.
You don't either. Mm-hmm. And we could do a family farm edition. Just a thought. Hell, we could even round up some lesbians if you thought it would add to the ambiance.
What's his name?
Jay Jackson. Double J.
See, doesn't that sound like a black guy?
It sounds like a black guy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Jay Jackson.
No, my guy from Buck Creek Farm is in Pleasant View, Indiana.
Are you saying Buck or Butt?
I'm saying Buck. But if I had a farm, it would be Buck Creek Farm.
It would be Buck Creek Farm. It would have to be.
Almost sounds like you might as well just call it Butt Crack Farm.
Home of the double orb. Fluffer information. Everybody listen up.
Mm-hmm.
I love the three of you equally, especially Jason, to borrow a quote from the Bob and Tom Show. You guys rock. According to former porn actress Katie Morgan, here is her Twitter interaction. To help settle a bet, are fluffers in porn real? Help. Katie tweeted back, fluffers are a myth, except on a big gangbang.
See, that makes sense, doesn't it?
That does make sense. Did you hear what I was saying?
She didn't hear. All right.
I was reading tweets and trying to, I told people we were recording and we might, and I was going to take questions.
Mm-hmm. And that comes later.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. What did the email say? I'm so sorry.
You know, listeners, she got the look.
Here's the thing. And the sigh.
And the sigh.
Here's the thing.
You don't want the Sports Illustrated.
Write this down. Uh-huh. Girls are like dogs.
Uh-huh.
The cuter they are, the more trouble they are.
Uh-huh.
Write this down.
Right.
Katie Morgan, porn actress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gang bang.
Hang on.
I heard that.
Fluffers. She says fluffers are a myth, except on a big gang bang.
Because you want all the guys real close to the end, right?
Oh, I guess.
So you get in as many as you can, right?
Oh, that's so yucky.
See, that makes sense.
That's so yucky.
Mitch continues, Jason, keep being perfect. Jess, eat whatever the hell you want on the air. Screw the haters. Hater. Holla. Chick, you're good enough, smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like you. Stuart Smalley. There we go. Which I will.
No, I remember that.
Yeah. Another email about fluffers. Hey guys, I just wanted to email and say how much I love the podcast. Listen to it while I deliver newspapers. Makes me laugh every time. Wish you would do one every day instead of every 5 days. You talked about fluffers a few podcasts ago, and from what I know about them, they are typically used by companies that make molds of genitals.
Really?
It takes a long time for the stuff they use to make molds to harden, and the guy has to stay hard the whole time, so they bring in a fluffer to keep him aroused. That even goes for the woman as well. They want to get a good mold of her aroused. Nub. Why do I feel, I feel uncomfortable saying clit. I don't know why, but I do. Not sure why I know that, but I do. Anyway, keep up the awesome work. That's from Julie in Lexington.
So,
How do they see what your question is.
So you just tickle his balls for 45 minutes?
How does he stay inside the mold?
Okay, if a girl couldn't touch your wing-wang, what would she have to do to keep you erect for 45 minutes to get this this impression of your...
45 minutes?
Okay. I don't... Okay, well, here, let's not do that. When they take an impression of your mouth for...
I'm sorry, I don't do impressions.
When they take an impression of your mouth for your retainer for the
it doesn't
orthodontist.
Take very long.
No, it take but it takes I think it takes 90 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
90 seconds. Okay. That's not that long.
Let's double that and say 3 minutes.
Did you just use wing wang?
Wing wang? Your ding dong?
Ding dong, wing wang.
Well, I'd say
your lap hog.
At the very
lap hog. I'm a fan of lap hog. Lap hog's workaholic stuff. I
I'd say at the very least you need to be kissing, right?
I don't know. I mean, is that all it would take? But if you were a porn star, it's going to take you a lot more than kissing to get your
wing wang
full. Or
well, that's it. You got to get it there, and then you get into the mold.
Maintain,
right?
I guess. Ooh. I don't even know how that works.
You think it's probably? Lap-lock.
You know what though? I think the mold might feel pretty good.
I think this should be our first OTA field trip. We're going to go to the genital
mold factory.
Mold factory. Can you just see a bunch of guys with giant dicks lined up like a?
Let's go with lap hog. Okay.
Giant lap hogs lined up like on a conveyor belt, and they're just sticking to the guys are just like, you know, hanging out, eating Doritos.
Why would there have to be a ton of them? You just do one, and you make a bunch of that one, right? Isn't that the point of the mold?
In my mind, it's a big conveyor belt of guys. Their dicks are,
and they all have names. Sorry, this one was Steve.
Steve.
Yeah. Dirk.
There's gotta be a Dirk. Yeah. A John Holmes, a Jay Holmes.
Jay Holmes.
Yeah. That's...
Thank you, Chick and Jess and Jason. Oh boy.
You're welcome.
Just finished listening to episode 32 with Dr. Will. I just wanted to thank you for sharing so much of yourself with your listeners. I was so moved by the honesty and sincerity that I just can't seem to find the words to describe it.
Aw.
Thank you very much. I could go on, but no need to blather on about my own brand of crazy. Just know that you aren't the only crazy one out there, and who the hell is really normal? Anyway, I love you guys and appreciate how much you share with us all. I wish you love and happiness and everything. That is from Susan.
Thanks, Susan.
Yeah, what is normal nowadays?
It's not.
Is there?
I mean, there's so many people that, you know, Chick and I have had this conversation a lot where it's, you know, people so quickly go, I'm depressed. Okay. You're probably down.
Down.
You're
down.
Probably not sure. Depressed. You're probably a little bit down.
Right.
And however you're feeling at that moment is how you're supposed to feel. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And you need to just go with it and not fight it and feel that way until it's over.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I've always thought, you know? So if I feel like sitting in my underwear, eating a fucking box of pizza rolls in my bed and watching TV for 4 hours, that's what I'm going to do because that's what I feel like doing. And I'm not going to feel guilty about it. Except when the neighbor comes over. We have an old man neighbor who goes to the gas stations around town and picks up the
bananas.
Old bananas that they
gets
don't want to sell anymore and brings them to us
to make banana bread. He's a sweet
man. Oh, okay. So how often does he come by?
About once a week.
About once every hour.
Okay.
really gets on your nerves.
Is there a lot of banana?
We have a lot of banana bread.
Does he expect you to make him banana bread?
No, I give him stuff every once in a while. Like, if I make a bunch of cookies, then we'll take cookies down there. And
so he negotiates old...
old bananas.
Old bananas.
Mm-hmm. My grandpa used to do that with bread, though.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like eggs. Somebody wants to bring me some eggs. Mail me some eggs. That'd be good. I've got like 10 pounds of bacon I have to cook. I need some eggs to go with that bacon.
Or some tomatoes.
Tomatoes would be good.
Some lettuce.
I'll get you tomatoes this summer.
Chick, Jess, and Jason, I have to start this by saying, wow, this very revealing podcast was fantastic. I applaud you for taking the risk to bring your private lives so much out in the open. I really felt like someone was talking about my life, having Dr. Will on telling you that you are okay, will be okay, and that he was excited for you meant so much. I'm separated for much of the same reasons and felt like this was me you were talking to.
Mm-hmm.
You're all fantastic and did more of a service than you will ever know. Love you guys. That's from Kim Ogden.
Aw.
And there's a lot of those.
Yeah. I think that as much as we feel alone in our situation, we're not.
No.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many other people that are in the exact same boat, and not everybody has the opportunity to talk with someone as wonderful as Dr. Will and them walk you through it and go, this is okay.
In an open forum.
In an
like
open
this,
forum. And it's not serious. Yeah. Yeah. It's not, it doesn't have to be a horrible, awful thing. I mean, it can be a positive thing. And I think that a lot of other people realize that.
It turned into being a lot more positive than I thought it was going to be when we were talking about doing the episode. I can tell you that.
I think so. I think so. And it's unfortunately not, Chick and I are pretty mature in realizing how we feel and in acknowledging it. But there's a lot of people that aren't mature enough to go, this is how I feel and this is why I feel this way. So let's work through it. Mm-hmm. I mean, your first immediate response when someone's doing something undesirable in a relationship is to be angry and lash out at them.
And that comes from being selfish.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So I think that if you just take a step back and realize that it's, you know, very rarely do people who live together and love each other do things just to be mean.
Right.
So take a step back and realize that that's not the case. But sometimes it is. And then you just need to leave. And you just need to leave.
Get out of the house. Finally, dear Chick, I just wanted to say thank you so much for your most recent podcast with Dr. Will and for being so honest, having your heart on your sleeve about yourself. I personally can identify with so much that you've gone through, only child, hard to make friends, rocky relationships. And it really felt like Dr. Will was talking to me and you were speaking for me. Again, thank you so much for everything that you do and for having this outlet in the podcast to express yourself. Hearing someone express their real feelings, emotions is great and does not make me feel like I'm alone in what I feel. Please keep strong, and thank you again. That's from Jesse in Appleton, Wisconsin. Thank you, Jesse, very much. Yes, it was our single most, best is a weird word. But
revealing.
I would say.
It was revealing. We're proud of it. It was definitely a different avenue for us.
I've done a lot of stuff in what some would call a career, and I have difficulty talking about myself, but I've done a lot of things over 30 years and 36 years, and I'm the most proud of that podcast we did than anything I've ever done.
And those are just a few, because I know this is Jason talking, and while I care about these two, I'm a little more emotionally removed than Chick and Jess. But you, the listeners out there, I only gave Chick a couple. There were, for the two that he read, there were 50 to 100 more. And a lot of them had the same thing of, you're not alone. I feel the same way. And some people, you could tell they were just fans and enjoyed you being open and honest. And it was little, you know, quite a few. And you could tell there were, you know, they signed their name. They were guys. I teared up a bit, you know. It could tell it was honest. It was open. And more than anything, they just appreciated the that you would do that. You know, that it's very admirable.
Be willing to.
Yeah, be willing to. And Dr. Will is so great. I don't have to tell anybody that. You could hear it in his voice that he cares, but at the same time, he knows. And I told Chick and Jess this before we went on the air. I don't know how he does it, but he'll do it. He'll say just the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And God, to have that ability. And thank God he shares it. You know,
yeah.
I'm sure there's wonderful people out there that have that ability, but he's able to share it, not with just you guys. He shared it with our listeners. He's sharing it with someone right now, wherever he is. And God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
And just a real quick plug for him, drwill.com. He has his own podcast, and please...
Yeah,
give that a listen.
He's dispensing wisdom every day.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think we've inspired him to do a relationship portion on his podcast.
I hope he does. And yeah, we're gonna try to
on Dr. Will's couch. Maybe I think that's what he's gonna do. And it's you can email him and tweet your relationship questions to him. Yeah.
And we're gonna try to have him come
more frequently.
More frequently on our podcast. I don't know how much of that I can take, but we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Do you have more emails?
Speaking of going,
Why
don't you go to GoDaddy.com?
I will go to GoDaddy. I want to go to there.
Say it like you say GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy is the world's largest provider of web hosting with over 55 million domain name registrations and over 10 million customers. Wouldn't you like to be one of those customers? Go to ChickMcGee.com, click on the GoDaddy banner, and you'll get your new domain for only $4.95, and you get a free one-page website, personalized email account, photo album, and so much more. Enter the promo code McGee, M-C-G-E-E, at checkout, or go to chickmcgee.com and click on the GoDaddy banner. GoDaddy.
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 There's something going on in the room right now where I feel like I need to mention it.
That I won't stop staring at the Sports Illustrated magazine?
Well, we'll get to that in a second.
God, her boobies are so big.
She's looking at Kate Upton. Mm-hmm. I'm very self-conscious right now about my beard.
I feel like I had a dream about this, that we were doing a radio show, and I feel like I told Jason about it when we worked together. Like, this all is so deja vu right now.
My beard, I've never let my beard get this gray before.
Oh, my God.
And I've had encouragement from someone who I care a lot about. She said I should let it go grayer.
I said let it go.
I didn't say go.
Grayer. I just said let it go.
But isn't it alarmingly gray?
No.
It's not.
It is alarming how much you give a shit.
And plus, with this red shirt, don't I look like Santa Claus on vacation a little bit?
No, you don't.
With the gray and the...
No.
I'm very self-conscious about it.
Have you guys ever seen his face? When he looks in the mirror, he does this.
I do not do that.
Yes, he does.
I never do that.
Okay, next time you look in the mirror, look at yourself.
Well, how's he going to do that?
I absolutely won't do it. You want to see what you look like when you look in the mirror?
Oh, here we go.
That's when I put makeup on.
You put the makeup on.
You got to pull your eyebrows like that so that your face is tight. I don't know.
Do you have different levels of makeup, Jesse? Like, I mean,
I'm like hippie makeup.
Well, not so much like depending hipster. On what you're going to go do.
No, we were interviewed by the newspaper, and there was a video component to it.
Don't tell anybody.
And she went to get her makeup done professionally.
You're a giant dick.
I insisted on it, and she likes having it done. She was
You're still a dick for telling everybody.
Are you gonna get eyelashes for Tuesday night?
No, now I'm not.
Why not?
Because you told everybody my secret.
How is that a secret?
It's a secret. It was my secret.
But it looked good.
Okay.
Your makeup looked okay.
Yeah, it was fine.
It was great.
Yeah. But I just wanted it because I didn't know what was going to happen with the, I don't know, I was just nervous. I didn't want to do it myself and fuck it up.
And then you got it done and you said, well, I could have done this.
I always think that, but I probably couldn't have. I'm not that good at makeup. But yeah, if I'm going to, if I'm going to lunch with you guys, I'll wear regular makeup.
How long does that take?
About 7 minutes.
Okay. Do you have something that's half of that?
Yes.
And what sort of events out there qualify for that?
I'm going to say what you have on now is half of that.
No, this is full.
Is that 7 minutes?
This is 7 minutes. Half of this is lashes, not fake lashes, but like I don't use real mascara. Mm-hmm. I use coconut oil. I brush it on my eyelashes and it just makes them look a little bit fuller and longer. Okay. And I put blush on and then chapstick.
Okay.
That's all.
So what sort of things that you would go do that's only worth that? Like if you're just going to run to the store?
Maybe go to the library, things like that, where it's, you know, I'm not going to scare small children. What are you shaking your head at?
No, it was one of the things that attracted me to her for the first initial stages of our relationship.
Oh, is that I didn't wear?
She would just go out with a ball cap. Yeah. It's the best. Mm-hmm. Ball cap, sweatshirt, sweatpants. She didn't care. Mm-mm. And being with someone before that who... You know, 2.5 hours, and it was like a David Copperfield trick. It was a little irritating, you know, at that time. But this was like, yeah, let's just fucking do this. Let's go, man.
But it's a bummer because the older I get, I feel like I need to wear more makeup. And I think that, and I have to remind myself that a lot of women do that and they're not doing themselves any favors.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I've never thought you'd want to wear a ton of makeup or much makeup at that. Mm-mm. So yeah, I don't think you ever needed it.
I feel like I have a lot on now.
Yeah, so
but I had to do some PTO stuff this morning, so I had to look presentable.
Sure,
whatever.
Sure. You've been busy. You've been at the doctor. You've been at the PTO.
Mm-hmm. Got a lot going on this morning.
Unrelated. Do you remember when Homer Simpson made the makeup gun?
I do not remember when Homer made the makeup gun.
And he shot Marge.
Oh, that's
no.
Funny.
And it. Plaster, but yeah, it says Homer, you put it on whore. Yeah, sorry,
all right.
My favorite.
I remember that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
It was a bad mark.
That's good.
Yeah. So, okay. So back to the beard.
Your
beard. I, you know what? Why don't you let me help
I was
you?
Gonna. Well,
I can help you.
Help him what?
Help him just make it not look so drastic. Because you know the first day he dyes his beard and he comes into the studio. Yeah, and you go, oh, God. Yeah, and it was just too dark.
I tried to do that Saturday. I left it on for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes.
It's not how long you leave it on.
Yes,
it's where
is.
You put it.
No, it's not. It's how long you leave it on. That's what it say on the box.
That's what it say. That's what Just for Men say.
No, see, I'm looking at it going, you've got a little salt in your hair, mm-hmm. and then it's coming out.
See, but even the temples.
It looks pretty even.
It looks really even.
The temples haven't been this gray either since about 2 weeks ago. Since that Dr. Will episode is when the temples went like this.
I have so much gray right now, you guys. Not so much, but the most
do
I've ever
had. Do you cover it?
No. I'm gonna be one of those hot, you know, silver-headed
You don't pick
foxes.
Them out a little bit?
Fox.
Like Charlie Rich. You know who Charlie Rich is?
No. Yeah. Who's Charlie
when
Rich?
When she gets behind closed doors. Remember that? Charlie
that's
Rich.
About an old lady?
No, that's Charlie Rich singing that. He was known as the Silver Fox.
Oh, he was known as the Silver yeah. Fox. Well, what hot ladies do we... Helen Mirren. I think she's an attractive older woman. And she's got kind of white hair. Who do you say?
An older... I've always kind of liked Dana Delaney.
I don't know who that is.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
You don't know who Dana Delaney is? All right, she's my neighbor. no, she's on China Beach.
Oh, yeah. She's got white hair?
No, but she's starting to. No, I hate white hair. She's starting
to. Oh, God.
So you want an attractive gray-haired lady for me. Is that what you're looking for?
That's what I want to be. For you.
No, who I think is attractive with
gray
hair.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I'm trying to think, and I can't think of anybody. What about you?
I'm still going back to you, Chick. Why are you worried about the gray? Is it?
I don't know. I don't really know.
Because you're looking the best you've looked, and I mean, you tell me how long.
I was up this morning at 5 o'clock at the gym.
You were not.
Honest engine.
That's crazy.
Yep.
What the hell?
I walked. I pumped iron for 20 minutes. I'm ripped. Under here, I am shredded.
So did you take a shower at the?
No, God, no. I came right in here. I let Bob and Tom. I didn't really sweat that much. I don't really sweat that much anymore. It's amazing.
What does that mean?
His sweat doesn't stink either.
And my sweat doesn't. It's not objectionable.
But I want to tell you something. I know that you're going to the gym and you're doing stuff, but if you're not breaking a sweat, then you're not doing what you think you're doing.
No, I'm doing what I think I'm doing.
No, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Okay. Oh, yes, I am.
Then the weights must have a placebo effect on it because that's
Did you
not.
Say placebo?
It's a placebo. No,
placebo instead of placebo?
No. Like my brother's my personal trainer right now. And this morning he was like, "You're going? No, I'm not fucking going to the gym. I got to make copies for PTO."
Is he up and early and out to the gym?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what? It's me and him and my Aunt Susie.
Every morning?
No, not every morning. Saturdays and Tuesdays.
But he goes every morning.
I'm Saturdays. They're Saturdays and Tuesdays. No, my brother goes every other day. He talks about how important it is to let your muscles heal. My brother, you want to talk about fucking shredded?
Oh, he's ripped.
My little brother is.
But is he, because a lot of those guys, and I'm not accusing him, but mm-hmm. does he do the protein shake?
Oh, yeah.
And the kind of.
Everything's natural. It's plant-based protein.
Okay,
stuff
but
like
that's
that.
What I'm saying. He is consuming some extra stuff. He's not
just going on
3 meals a day kind of thing.
No. He's the five small meals a day kind of.
Should I? What do we think if I.
Tried to beef up?
1 month. You know, just full out.
See how much weight you can gain in a month.
Did some protein shake stuff.
You'd be surprised.
I bet I would.
I know a lot of guys.
I probably wouldn't like it.
No, I know a lot of guys who lose weight first and then start from, like, yeah. I'm going to drop 30 pounds and then I'm going to beef up from mm-hmm. there.
But see, I don't have the poundage to lose.
No, you would be, as Chick would say, back at your birth weight if you lost 30 pounds.
You have not gained. Yeah, and you haven't aged. See, that's what I'm.
Well,
I guess that's
I've
what I'm.
Aged.
Because I don't think my face doesn't look.
No, he's good.
I'm touching my face, by the way. My face doesn't look like I've aged.
No.
No, you have aged in reverse.
It is hilarious. Yeah. We'll see pictures of us from 10 years, let's say 5 years ago.
It's crazy how much you look older then.
10 years older then I
do
now.
Yeah.
Really?
It's weird.
And
I don't know
what's
going on.
I mean, just saying, but a lot of people who lose as much weight as you have tend to look older after they lose that weight.
Yeah, I don't. Somehow you have not. That has, and I don't have any really.
Oh, fuck.
I don't have any. She knocked over something here in the studio. I don't really have that much.
Sorry, Christy.
You know how you have loose skin and things. I didn't have that.
I thought you were going to say Lou Gehrig disease.
I have Lou Gehrig disease. No, don't say that. I might get it now because I said it.
Oh my God, I just broke this.
So anyway, I need like a loud sport coat, I think, for Tuesday night. What do you guys think?
Oh yeah, one of those. Get a Greg Hahn shirt. What does he wear?
Robert Graham. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of those.
Bobby G.
Who's that?
I don't know Robert Graham.
I don't know. It's Robert Graham. Yeah.
What are you gonna wear?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Jeans and a shirt.
Mm. That sounds exciting.
Should I go tennis shoes, white tennis shoes, or should I go a little...
I will punch you if you wear your New Balance tennis shoes.
I don't have New Balance.
Skechers.
I don't have it.
K-Swiss. Remember? I knew you and my dad wore the same shoes.
Your dad does K-Swiss?
He does now.
Okay.
He used to not. My dad used to be like alligator shoes and shit.
He probably wore boots, didn't he?
Wore boots a lot.
At work?
Yeah, but now now he's like in a management position, so he doesn't have to wear.
Oh, he kicks him up now. Yes. Nice.
So are you going to have to go get a new outfit?
Getting a dress, leather dress.
Oh, my God.
Leather dress.
Being a girl must really be a pain in the
butt.
You guys
know how often I feel like if I dressed up, I would be letting the people at the show down because that's not who I am.
If you don't come out
I'm going to wear my Dirty Gap sweatshirt.
Remember the picture I took of you at the motocross where you're sitting up in the bleachers?
Oh my God, that's a horrible picture. You need to get that picture to Jason.
With your military hat on and your sunglasses and your black sweatshirt and your green
Army fatigues.
I got
hit on by
a
lot of women that night.
I bet you did.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And I was flattered by every one of them.
You need to come out in that on Tuesday night. Absolutely.
I don't think so.
No?
I'm going to try to look a little bit more presentable than I do. Like now, I'm kind of, this is my boots and
going
my leggings.
Going to the podcast.
And I bought this Gap sweatshirt in every color. That's what I wear.
Is that one of the Gap sweatshirts?
Uh-huh, Navy.
Oh, yeah. Was that Navy?
That could be one of those, like a Greg Hahn joke.
Oh, yeah?
What color did you get that in?
Every color.
All of them.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
How much you bench?
All of it.
My dad loves that joke. He does that all the time now.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. All of it.
So when you're lifting, do you have a routine? Do you look at people?
Do four sets. Four sets of three? 11 each. 11 each.
Oh, okay.
I would like you to come work out with me and my brother.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yep. One time.
Saturdays.
Nah.
Saturday at the gym working
with
shop and sis.
Let me tell you something. Are we recording? What did you say?
I sang my song.
Saturday at the gym
with chop and sis.
Yeah.
Are we going to say that that's
his
nickname?
You'll be buff by the 4th of July. No?
He's not caring for this.
I think it's funny.
I'm just going to leave him out of this.
Okay. I'll kill you people.
We do circuit
You have
training
no idea.
For 60 minutes.
You have no idea what the shape I'm in right now.
I bet you don't finish.
Well, we have to make this interesting.
What sort of cardio do you do?
You don't. My brother doesn't do cardio. My brother does circuit.
Does he hop around on a ball? And
bear crawls.
He's doing cardio within the lifting. And
yes. I don't know if I can.
But we don't do weight. It's not weight training.
Right, but it's okay.
Resistance, stuff like that.
I don't know if I could do a bear crawl. I have weak wrists.
he kicked my ass the other day.
But only do it on Saturdays?
We do it on Saturday mornings. Because I've always got stuff to do in the morning. I'm very busy. For somebody who's unemployed, I am very busy.
So how do you feel after that? Do you want to do it again?
If I had time, I would definitely. But my brother's, he's got it down to a science now. So it's like the time that you need to recoup from an exercise like that.
Is what, just a couple days?
A day.
You take the next day off.
See, I've heard that.
He's in it again on Monday.
But that's the thing is that I've always heard, well, you take the next day off. And I'm like, why would you do that? But if you see... My brother has pictures of himself every 30 days since he started this like 2 years ago.
He should start a website.
You would. Yeah. He is living proof of why that works.
Okay. And is it a certain program or is just he kind of morphed it into his own?
He morphed it into his own. He believes that you got to switch it up. You can't do the same thing every day.
You got to shock your muscles.
You switch it up.
You trick your muscles.
Do you do that?
Huh?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Creature of habit. No, you don't.
What are you talking about?
Saturday.
Does he wear gloves?
At the gym.
Working up with
Chop and sis. That's us.
Does he wear gloves when he does the bear crawl? I might be able to do
bear crawl.
Or what is it?
No. Isn't that what you called it? A bear crawl?
That's what we did the other day. We did bear crawls.
I could eat three of those.
Oh, man. Those are delicious.
So good.
Bear crawls.
Wall sits.
Those Yeah. Wall sits. I'm great at wall sits.
Really?
Is that a squat?
My legs are...
No, a wall sit is where you sit, mm-hmm. like, and you're sitting in a chair, but you're leaning up against the wall, right. and you have to hold yourself with your legs. It's all weight-bearing on your legs, right? Right.
Without the chair.
Without the chair. Okay. And your thighs are burning.
Mm.
No?
Not mine.
You are so full of shit. You're on. Meet us at the gym.
Uh-huh.
Well, you don't hurt him before the podcast, the live podcast.
No, but what my brother has you do. But what we do after
Go get a beer and nachos? Shake.
No. Oh. After the workout, what we do, you won't hurt after it.
Oh, do you cool? Do you have a special cool down?
Mm-hmm.
I don't cool down. I just get in the car.
That's good.
When I,
what's the cool down?
Usually 20 minutes of cardio. But that's a cool down. It's not 20 minutes of cardio to burn.
It's just
but you burn
light,
at that point. You've through the first 50 minutes of exercise, you've burned all of your carbs and all of that stuff. My brother can explain this better.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you get on and you start doing cardio, interval cardio, you know, like mm-hmm. 2 minutes hard, 1 minute slow, mm-hmm. whatever. Yeah. Then you're burning all kinds of other things. And then that's when you're burning fat, really.
See, I don't want to burn fat and calories.
You just want to bulk up.
I want to bulk up.
Then you don't have to. Then you would do. You would do other stuff. He could do a program for you that would help you bulk up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Because his changes. He wants to lose 5 pounds, like a dick.
So it sounds like it's an enjoyable atmosphere there working out with you too.
It is. I'm usually the loudest one. And he, you know, all of his weight lift, like the mm-hmm. cops and stuff, lifting weights. And Chop's dorky sister goes, "Hey, Chopper, what do you want to do? You want to lift weights?" Yeah, he doesn't think it's as funny as I do.
Oh, he thinks it's funny. He just tries not to laugh.
Yeah.
But, all right. So we're going to get in shape for Tuesday night. We're going to get a new outfit.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to get a new outfit.
Get new shoes?
I don't know. I got some good shoes.
I say, how many? Throw me a round.
I know exactly
number.
How many pairs of shoes I have.
You still have the red shoes?
I have 32 pairs of shoes.
Okay. You can probably find one out of that.
Yeah, I can. Okay. But that's all. That's flip flops. That's every season.
Did you
ever call them thongs?
When I was
flip flop?
My aunts mm-hmm. do.
Yeah.
They call them thongs. And I always giggle.
You still have your red shoes? You didn't answer my question.
I have red shoes.
The red high heels?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have red ones. I have burgundy ones. No, I always thought, I don't know why and how I got this stuck in my head, and I don't know if I heard it as a kid, but around 30 is enough for a girl, in my opinion.
Okay.
And it's just me.
And you're not girly.
And I'm not girly. But I have a handful of girly shoes, but I have just as many.
See, that's not true. She is girly.
I'm not
She girly. Has girly moments.
I have girly moments, but I don't.
She doesn't want anyone to know how girly she is.
I'm girly when it's necessary.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the other times, you're hardcore. Yeah.
Why is that funny?
I obviously overlap. I'm sorry. Had no idea.
How many pairs of shoes do you have?
At the house now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, probably 100.
Yeah.
110, somewhere around there. But there's a lot in storage.
There is a lot in storage.
A lot of shoes in storage. Mm-hmm. My Pete Maravich gold Adidas are in storage. Mm. I'd love to find those.
Mm.
Remember those gold LSU Adidas used to wear with
How old are those?
Slouchy socks. No, they reissued them about 5 years ago.
Oh, just 5 years ago? Yeah. Okay.
Really I want to get a pair of Jordans.
Really?
I do. I just want to have a pair.
Jason and I are tired of Jordan, aren't we?
Never had.
I've never have either. I have a pair of Nike tennis shoes that are wedges. They look like they're high tops, but they're actually wedge shoes.
And they're brown suede.
They're awesome.
Okay.
Maybe I'll wear those Tuesday.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's more you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sweatpants.
I think I can say that I owe something to Air Jordans because I never had a pair. All the other cool kids mm-hmm. did, and I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I think that's when it set in with me that I don't care what I have or
that's
what people
good.
Think. I think it was the Air Jordans that did that.
So it didn't go with, I'm going to have better things than everybody else or I'm going
to die
trying.
I was the exact opposite. Yeah, my dad always made sure we had the best shoes, the best clothes.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what drove him so crazy. I would wear like nurse's scrubs and sweatshirts and no bra, and I cut my hair really short and got a perm so I wouldn't have to do it. So high school, my dad could barely look at me. Like, he was so disappointed in everything that I was.
Wow.
I have a horrible picture of me in high school that it's just like,
I was leaning up against the wall.
I'll have to send, you can use that picture.
I say, I need some pictures, people.
Okay,
we need that. We need the Butch picture
you
from
have
the motocross.
I don't know where that picture
I think I do
is.
Have that
okay.
one. I'll have to look up that one up.
So you have an assignment.
I'm going to put it in my calendar to remind me to do that.
Make it an alarm.
An alarm. That's what I do. I have an alarm.
To eat, right?
Mm-hmm, for dinner.
I still don't get that. I always know, hey, it's dinner time. I need to eat.
Yeah. You would think.
That's the thing. I eat three meals a day and I snack. I don't know where it goes.
You have the metabolism mm-hmm. of a hummingbird.
I guess.
Of a hummingbird.
I wish I had the energy and the speed.
You mm-hmm. like to sleep? You sleep a lot?
I sleep.
Maybe you
normal.
Have maybe you have a tapeworm.
7 or 8. 7 or 8 like hours it. A night?
Yeah, something in there. Sure.
Are you guys comfortable with this podcast?
Here you go again. What are you going to bring?
I was thinking the same thing, Jess.
Were you really?
Yeah.
It has,
I wasn't thinking the same thing. I was thinking, she's about due.
She's about due to say, is she comfortable with this podcast?
We talked about
say it.
Because you know, next to me having a nervous breakdown, what people want to hear is us just sitting here talking, believe it or not.
You think so?
Well, yeah.
I don't like listening to us.
What are you going to do Tuesday? Do you have something special planned?
For what?
You have a surprise?
What?
For Tuesday night.
What kind of surprise? You want me to bring you some cupcakes
or
something?
It's a live podcast. I never got any chicken and noodles. I know that.
I made cream of crab soup this weekend.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so good.
Is it all gone?
I learned the hard way. I'm a little lactose intolerant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. My belly was upset.
Cream. Well, anything with cream in it.
Yeah, it was heavy cream and three sticks of butter, real butter, and it was bad news. Yeah.
So it's all gone?
It's not all gone. I can bring you some. I had a couple other things to do before I got here, okay?
You know how much I love cream of crap.
I put shrimp in it, too. I know.
Who likes shrimp more than me? Nobody.
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 Do you like shrimp? I didn't know how you were on the seafood.
I don't mind it, yeah. I like seafood. My one of my daughters loves shrimp.
One of them. I can't figure out which one, but one of them.
It's Emma.
I've got these daughters everywhere.
Since she was like 6, she's like, one time at a restaurant, she just decided, Daddy, I'd like shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you sure? I'd like shrimp, Daddy.
And
she's
ever since.
Yeah, she's always liked it.
Isn't that funny when kids order something grown up?
Yeah,
it blows your mind.
Gosh, it does.
I'll never forget that. I ordered cheeseburgers and French fries for as long as I can remember. And then one time I said, I'll have a steak, medium rare, and a salad. And my dad just looked at me like, I miss my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I had the same thing happen the other day at the Cheesecake Company. It was, they said, my daughter said, I said, what will you have? And she goes, I'll have a green tea and a garden salad. And I said, do what? She's 7.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, blew my mind.
So, how do you feel about it now, Jess?
About what?
The podcast.
I think it's awful. It's awful.
It is not awful.
I can't stop looking at Kate Upton's big old boobies.
You think those have been enhanced?
I think they've been enhanced.
No.
You know when they, yeah.
No, they just shove them in a little bit.
Whatever, yeah, man. No, that's not normal. Like the top to the bottom, that is a big, that's like a ruler from here to here. And I like it. Look, you can't see her ribs or anything. Like this is, she is okay. I think we look like we have the same mole.
Got the same shaped face.
Yeah, she has that, well, her face is cute though. But she has...
Yeah, you're hideous. There's no doubt about
no.
it. Am I right on that, Jason?
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. No, but we have the same mold. Did you see that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to try out for the cover next year.
You and Kate are one and the same.
Right, pretty much. I like her color hair. Remember when I tried to go blonde that time?
Oh, God. You have no idea, Jason.
I do sort of remember
You know
that.
How many times I've been through...
I'll bring that picture. I'll send you that picture.
Was that a year or two ago?
It was... I think it's almost 3 years
almost
ago now.
Almost 3?
Yeah.
She wanted to cut her hair.
I want to cut my hair still.
And she cut her hair. And that was a day lost of her crying about her. She cut her hair.
I don't want to be that girl, but I did cry.
Yeah, okay.
And then she started talking, I want to cut it again. I'm like, no, you don't want to cut it again. So she cut it again, mm-mm. and then she needed extensions.
I
so
remember she got extensions a few times. Mm-hmm.
And now
I also got extensions because I had to be in a wedding, okay?
And now it's pretty close to grown out, but you still want to get it cut, right?
I cut it again, and I shouldn't have recently. I cut bangs.
Well, but in your defense, I think she cut more off than you thought, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that your natural color?
It is. I haven't dyed my hair since I dyed it blonde.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Because she almost had to have her head shaved when she dyed it blonde.
Because I did it at home. I put bleach on my hair, and my hair almost fell out.
How old were you?
I was 29.
Okay. All 29, 30.
All right.
But you know what? You can ask my parents. I did the same thing when I was 17.
Okay.
I was downstairs watching a game, I think, and I heard a screech from upstairs.
What spurs that on?
I don't know.
Okay.
I used to color my hair. Yeah, I used to dye my hair every color when I was in high school, just whatever.
Similar thing, you know, if you don't need makeup, so you've got a great hair color.
Yeah, I do.
So my beard is a great color is what you're telling
me. Yeah, it is.
It goes with your head.
It goes with your head.
What's wrong with my head?
It matches your beard.
It matches your wonderful head.
All right, I think we're done here. are we all confident and excited about Tuesday night at Latitude 39 for the live
podcast?
Yeah,
I can't wait to meet our listeners. I'm excited for that. That's going to be a first time for me. Let's be honest. This is Jason and I's first time being on stage.
That's true.
So, you know.
It's a nightmare. That's all I can tell you from being on stage.
You're an asshole. Why would you say that?
Many years as I've done it. Always remember this. They want you to succeed just as much as you want to succeed, especially in something like this. This
really?
Will be fine.
Well, yeah, I don't want to let them down.
No.
Plus, we've got Chick. Chick's our leader.
Chick is our leader. We can't
fail. I am the leader.
We can't fail with Chick as our leader.
That's right.
All right. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys.
Latitude39indy.com for ticket information. We'll see you Tuesday.
Or chickmcgee.com.
Or chickmcgee.com.
I have a link there.
You have a link up there?
I have a link up there.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's even smarter. Chickmcgee.com to get tickets for. It might be our last live show. You don't know.
It could be the one and only. We might have to change the t-shirts.
Yeah.
One
and only.
One and only.
One and only.
Please come out. We'd like to see you. All right. That's it. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, you want to put this one out, right?
Why are you saying that? Now she's gonna be. I'll get a text tonight at 10:30. I don't like about. Hey.
Oh no, that's not that part.
Good night, everybody. Cut that out.